Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Then listen to our Turning Point Prayer Hub and all in diaspora that can also join us, please do. Now, open your hand and heart to receive today's prayer and be responding with Amen, I receive it. Resurrection aura is still very much around. May resurrection power of God be evidently seen in your life and in your things. Jesus' body did not rot in the grave. After 3 days, he rose up in fulfillment of prophecy. I prophesy you will also rise. No power will hold you down on your project. Power of God that raised Jesus from death will also raise you to do great things in life. Say amen, I receive it. You will not be down. Yes, the power of God will see you through. This resurrection power of God, all grave clothes shall be removed from you. No disease or affliction shall be found in your life anymore. I speak to everyone's life listening to me today. The power of God will take you to a geometric rise in life. I want to pray for those that are tired of struggles. I hear God say to me, pray for those that are tired this morning, tired of waiting for one thing or the other, for marriage, for conception, for issuance of visa, your green card and citizenship, for employment, tired of being a tenant, tracking no car of your own, tired of being petty job, small, small things. Open your hand. Receive divine intervention that will give your life a total transformation, a divine impetus. In a little while from now, you shall conduct your dream's wedding. Young lady, oh, you will welcome your dream child or children, couple, your dream job, your dream car, your dream position, peace of mind, happy marriage. This month will not be over till your dreams be fulfilled. Your long expectations shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Those concerned, say amen, I receive it. Whatever is happening in the economy where you are will not adversely affect you. God will give you a divine exemption from hardship, from tears, and endless struggles. Let your amen, I receive it, be loud. Those of us sowing resurrection sacrificial seed are the two levels. Those that are faithful in their tithing, battle seed, thanksgiving seed, business expansion seed, monthly 444 seed, those who are broadcasting this commission, this message, so that others can hear, those subscribing to the YouTube and Facebook, I prophesy, the God of this commission shall back you up. Whatever power or grace this commission enjoys, your life and family will enjoy the same too, in Jesus' name. Let's keep it up. Sacrifice works wonders. Keep it up. April 7th, birthday celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You shall mark this day yearly in good health, in anointing, and in power. Say amen, I receive it. Happy birthday. First issue for canceling today. Someone sent this in. Good morning, sir. I really appreciate your insightful teachings, canceling, and prayers. May God Almighty continue to bless you with more anointing, with more grace and strength. You will continue to lead us, and you will finish strong. We all love you, Daddy. Wow. You want to make me cry. I can feel the love of TPG members all over the world towards me. Thank you, and thank you. Next, good morning, sir. Daddy, may your anointing never run dry. My husband was a victim of the old teachings and doctrines you highlighted so well this morning. His life was wrecked because through the old teachings and doctrines, he abandoned school. He abandoned his work for heaven's sake. Those were the teachings, emphasis then. He belonged to, he mentioned the church, would not mention the church on air. In his youthful days, those were the days where we were not allowed to watch television. Now he cries every day for not building his career then. He's not having a property of his own, even at this age. He cries over his lost years. He will have used to do great achievement. Now he refused to attend any church again. He now says religion is a scam. Now the whole burden is on me. He couldn't socialize then because that was forbidden. I have engaged in warfare prayers, several prayers, that God's mercy should locate and restore all that he has lost back to him. Daddy, you spoke so well this morning. Pastors should balance their messages. Going to heaven, yes, but being relevant here on earth, while we are still here, is also equally important. Daddy, please read this out so that others can learn from our own experience. Wow, yes, I've read it. I know of hundreds, if not thousands of people who are also victims of those emphases those days. I too was always going that direction until I met a pastor who also taught me not just the life of Christ, but the principles of Christ. Thank God I heeded them. Well, we should be praying for the church in Nigeria that we will get everything right, that we will preach balanced messages. Next, good morning, my daddy. I practice going towards pastor's family, giving towards family, but I notice that the wife isn't pleased with it. I always direct it to her and not the pastor, so as not to be misinterpreted. This Easter, I try to give the family a live chicken. I always connect such seed to bountiful sale of my product, and God has always been answering me. But he's not ready to collect, avoiding it. Sir, am I doing a wrong thing? Doing that? My mom brought me up that way. Wow. Thank God for your mom that brought you up to be generous and to show to the life of pastors under which you operate. You also acted wisely by passing it through the pastor's wives. I'm just wondering the attitude of this pastor's wife. Anyway, there will be some other pastors and elders in your church directed towards those ones. One day soon, God may open the pastor's wife to correct the pastor, to correct his wife's attitude. Some pastor's wives are something else, but not all of them do. But a few don't realize that when you are a pastor's wife, you are a mother of the entire membership or the congregation of that church. Next, our dear daddy, I listened to the counsel you gave the nurse who has been trying to relocate to UK without success. I'm also in the same category, though I'm a doctor. I pass all my exams at once, and my trip to UK was sponsored by a brother and a friend, but up till now, no job. The question now is, how do we know what God is saying concerning certain matters such as these? If God was not involved, I wouldn't have passed the exams easily and gotten sponsors without begging for their assistance. I need your counsel, sir. Wow, so you are already in UK as a medical doctor, but no job. Well, I know that coming as a medical doctor from Nigeria to UK, there are exams you are supposed to take to qualify you to practice medicine in UK. So find out those various exams, pass them, you will get a job. But your initial question of that you pass your exam easily and God sponsors will be God's approval that you should go to UK. No, 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 no. Each every one of us must learn to know how God speaks to us from the pages of the scripture, Rhema, inner voice of the Holy Spirit in our spirit, wise counsel, and peace in our mind after we take any decision. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Let God use you to bring more people to this great family of TPGF. Subscribe to our YouTube and join our Telegram platforms, as I have encouraged us. Yes, please do so. New members are being registered, and old members that are no longer receiving their turning point should also re-register. I say that every day. Do so now. Pay your tithe And so your seed, the 50K, the 5K, the 444, as God gives you the grace to do, all listeners and members in UK that want to be paying their tithe to Turning Point Global in UK, do so directly to our HSBC account. For more information, send a chat message or please send me the HSBC account to 074-111-28401. Do so now. We send it to you, save it, and do your regular tithing and see sowing in United Kingdom to the HSBC account. You save us a lot of paying commission and all the other interest. I speak to everyone's life today. The Lord bless you. This Easter, power of resurrection shall back you up. You shall not be down. The anointing and the grace of God upon this commission and upon me, his servant, will be working upon every one of you truly committed to this commission. The Lord bless you. Go and see the wonders of God. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Have a good time.